Okay, today we are talking to Senzani Fakude. She recently moved to the dentist department and is based at our head office in Germiston. She's also responsible for the administrative process of opening and welcoming newer client accounts to the Lasher family. She was an internal sales with us, and she's recently moved into the new position of making sure that all the processing of accounts and opening and coordination happens internally and that our clients get a great experience. Welcome, Senzani, or Z as we know you in the office.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.
That's a big pleasure, Senzani. So tell me, Z, tell me a little bit about you.
Okay. My name is Senzini and my surname is Fakude. I was born here in South Africa. I can't say much, but yes, I'm just a normal, simple person. I'm outgoing and I'm dedicated to everything I do.
Well, Zee, I can tell you now, if I have to give you a summary, which we just before the time I spoke to some of the people there, and Zee, you've got this immense, great smile that when you walk into that office and you see Zee, it's like all the problems disappear. And what I've always been so observant with you, you know, I know, and we'll go into that now. You recently became a mother. If I say recently now, it's just under 18 months ago. Am I right, Zee?
Yes, correct.
But still through that time, you know, I remember, I think one thing that the woman will definitely remember is that when you came back from maternity leave, we were all asking, did you really have a baby? Because you looked like you basically have been gymming for the last 9 months and not carrying a baby.
Oh, thank you. And that's not the case. I'm still eating like I always eat. I don't stop.
Well, Zee, I know that you've been a bit of a journey, and recently that journey in Lasher has changed. So you moved from the internal sales towards the debtors department. So tell me, how long have you been with Lasher, and how have you found this transition? And one of the things I want to mention is, has any of your old experience in the internal sales helped you with the new position?
I've been with Lasher Tools for 5 years now, and being at the internal sales department has taught me a lot. I've learned a lot of things that I never even knew. And now that I've moved to a different department, my knowledge from the sales department helped me a lot.
Oh, I can just imagine. Mm-hmm. And tell me now, you've been with us for 5 years, and as you know, we refer to all ourselves as family, and I think that companies or clients or customers listening to this, we're not a perfect business, but we really do have a family view in our business, and we always just want the best for each other. Zee, am I lying when I say that?
No, you're not. You definitely are.
So tell me, 91 years, the company Lasher, 5 years into it, 91 years that they've been standing. Why do you think some of the reason for that would be?
Well, Lasher is actually the first company that I've ever worked for.
Yeah.
To me, Lasher is not just about the brand or the quality tools that we push you. Lasher is about believing in each and every employee that works for the company. And that motivates each and every one of us here in this company to keep on pushing so that we can keep our customers happy at all times. That's why I believe that Lasher has been running for the 91 years.
Hey, well, Zee, I think that's a perfect summary. You know, we take this very seriously, and this is so personal to us. And I always say, people don't always realize this, and a lot of the customers that's dealt with you, Zee, would know this. But, you know, where in South Africa you still get a company, you take a product from them, and you can literally call a person, and it gets resolved immediately. You know, we all know.
Exactly.
We all work together. We all know of each other. And again, I'm not trying to create a perfect picture, because we're not always perfect, but we are genuine in our approach, and genuine in our delivery to our customers.
Yes, 100%. I definitely agree.
So on the family or topic of a family, as we call ourselves, so you became a mom of a little boy. Tell us a little bit about him. And he's now 17 or 18 months. I'm trying to figure it out as I'm sitting here.
18 months.
I track it.
Yes.
And the reason I track it is, as you know, we were quite close to each other in my first daughter as well.
Yes, correct. Yes.
So what's his name?
His name is Landler.
Oh, and tell me, what has it been like with the new addition to the house?
It's been chaos as he's growing. He's everywhere. You know how kids can be. But we're actually enjoying him. He's my pride and joy. He's my everything.
Shame.
He's definitely my everything.
And as a mother, what do you try and teach him in today's world, Zee? We're going through a lot of challenges as a society at the moment and as businesses, as a world, not just in South Africa. I think we are seeing it in the positive light and we're seeing a lot of the changes that are good. So tell me, what type of important qualities or values do you teach your kids today as a mother?
As a mother, to me, it's respect, self-respect, and being humble at all times. Those are just the keywords for me. And that's what I'm going to teach my son, to be respectful and to be humble all the time.
You know, I think that I speak about this a lot, and respect, it's a word that's not easy to always instill into our kids. But you know what? Humbleness is a big part of that.
Yeah,
and especially with we're not a fancy business. We make hand tools. To us, it's beautiful. It's great engineering. And if you really know the product, there's so much science and engineering that goes into it. But we're also very basic, humble people. We get our hands dirty. We don't sit in fancy offices. That's fantastic. And I'm so happy that there's mothers that still teach their kids this, Zee, because it's going to be so important for the world and what value they bring to the world. You know, a lot of those, the value that they will eventually providing to the world comes from those three things, like you say, respect, self-respect, and humbleness. So thank you.
Yes.
Thank you very much that you still, as a mother in 2020, learn or teach those kids to our kids. We appreciate it so much.
Thank you.
So tell me, you must have a role model in your life, and who do you admire, who do you look up to perhaps, and why, if you don't mind sharing with us?
Oh, that's going to be a hard one for me. Can I have two at least, not just one?
No, you can mention every one of them.
It's my mom and dad. My mom and dad. If it wasn't for them and their prayers for me, I don't think I would be where I am today. They kept me going. They kept on motivating me. So I'm so grateful and thank God for them.
And are they still both alive, Zee?
Yes, they're both alive.
How lucky.
And they both work for Lasher.
Oh, my word, Zee. How did I not know that?
No, my dad is at the Wakefield branch, and my mother's here at the head office here in Chimacombe.
Oh, no. Zee, of course I do, man. What am I talking about?
Yes.
No, of course. Yes. I've never met your father, though.
Yes, he's been here many more years than my mother.
Oh, my word. You know what? Now that you say that, it just shows you. And I can't actually believe I took a moment just to think. Because at Lasher, you always know, if there's one person working, there's a mother, there's a grandmother, there's some sort of aunt somewhere.
Yes. No wonder Lasher keeps going. It's a family company, and we are all just one.
You know, that's so sincere to me. Because it just tells me that your mother and your father... Because what you've just told us of is the values that you bring onto your own kid and onto your own boy. It just tells me what type of parents you had. Now, what really is so nice for me to hear that is because they must have really loved Lasher, you know, for them to have worked there for that long, and then opportunity for their daughter, you know. And it sort of, it says a lot about the business when that happens. And I can't actually believe it. I mean, I know your mother so well.
Yes, definitely. But yes, they're happy. They've been here for years. So it just shows that Lasher is just a good company.
Oh, shame. Well, tell them we all say thank you very much for raising a wonderful daughter that, that all our customers and ourselves, every one of us there, can benefit from and learn from and grow from every day. So thank you very much. A big shout out to them.
So, thank you. I'll definitely pass the message.
So you've got a boy, you've got wonderfully inspired mother and father. Now, tell me, what dreams do you have for yourself and your family?
To me, it's just success. It's success for each and every family member of mine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well, we bless that plan 100%.
Thank you so much.
You know, and this is also then very important, you know, when our customers listen to this and when people listen to this, we... Every single time you purchase locally, every time you buy quality products, because we're not always asking for emotional support. Yes, you know, we say we're South African, but we also are the best at what we do. Our best service, our best backup, guarantees out of the factory. So, you know, as you know with Zee, when she says she has success, and of course I can tell you now, knowing Zee, that's not necessarily a Range Rover or a fancy house on some sort of estate. Success.
No.
I mean, you know, I can say the same thing on my side. You know, for us, it's health. of you being able to achieve your own abilities in life, you know, pass on and raise beautiful kids in the right way. Mm. You know, Z, you must tell me if I'm wrong, but that's to us a success. And I'm assuming it's the same on your side.
Yes, correct. Definitely the same.
Z, from all of us, and it's very important, the sales people wanted me specifically to say to you this morning, and the internal sales girls that you've worked with for so long, we are so grateful for all of you, and thank you very much that every day we walk in there, that regardless of what's going on in your own lives, there's always a smile, there's always this friendly greeting, and on a side note, Z, you are one of the best dressers I know.
Oh, thank you so much, Albert.
Thank you. When I walk into that office, I feel like I just want to go back into my car because I feel underdressed with Z in that office. You know, I remember when you came back from maternity leave. I literally remember that day. And I was just like, what? I remember all of us were going, okay, Z, now you're just showing off. Okay, it's not actually funny. You know what I mean?
How did you get away with it?
Yeah, exactly, Z. Okay, yeah, in fact, Z, it's not even funny anymore. You know, you come here with your body and your beautiful clothes and you just had a baby and we all look like we should be retiring. And you know I'm, you know, say that, but at the same time, what's the most admiring thing about you, Z, is your determination, your responsibility, you know, always being at work, always being reliable. You know, it is such a, your kid one day when he listens to this, I hope and I know that through your mom and dad and yourself that he's going to carry on those values. And it's, and look, it's where it's also gotten you, you know, when you say about humbleness and Z, and that's something that's so just stands out from you. You've moved up in life, and the business has also seen that, you know. And I know with Marius and you also working very closely together, and how fond he is. He's literally sitting in the other office, and before the time, me and him spoke quickly about you. And Marius just wanted to also say thank you so much for everything that you do, and that he can't imagine a day at Lasher without you.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And Marius is one of the best bosses you can have. Definitely.
Well, to everybody there, and to Noel and Ines and all of them there that all work
everyone.
Eric, all of them, we say thank you from the bottom of our hearts for all the work and love that goes into the salespeople, and you know we make a lot of nonsense. So thank you very much for all the love and the respect that we feel between each other. And I know that we are building a great company, and we reflect that onto South Africa to inspire other businesses and our communities around us, that we have a great country. We have wonderful people between us. We just have to hold hands and carry on the values that we all want for our kids and the futures of our families and this country. So thank you very much for the role that you play. You are just magic to us.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
Love you lots, and have a wonderful day and a lovely weekend.
Thank you so much, Albert. Same to you. Okay. And God bless.
Thanks, Elise. Same to your side. Okay.
Thank you. Bye.